look right at you. Oh.
All right. Again, you know what we're broadcasting from? We're broadcasting from Denver. Yeah, we're coming. And we're at the APTA Combined Section Meeting. That's a lot of words.
It is.
It's just, oh, it's gosh. And you know, we treat everyone right. That's what we're at here in Radio Cora. That's what we're talking about. We've got a nervous interview coming up. You can tell she's nervous.
Nervous?
No, I think you're nervous.
Like Coco.
You're both so. And you know, her name is Jessie Podolak.
Podolak, yes.
See, I got that. And we're going to talk a little bit about evidence in motion, but before that, we're going to have to find a little bit about you, who you are, and why you're such an incredible professional. So enjoy this interview because she's special and a little nervous. No, I'm just kidding. She's not. Holy cow. Are you nervous?
Totally.
Yeah. All right. It doesn't sound like it. Yeah, because you sound great.
Well, thanks.
Are you having a good conference?
I am having a good conference.
Why is it good? Have you always been here? Have you been here?
You know, I haven't been here that many times.
Yeah.
No.
It's grown a bit because there's no less than 100,000 people. No, I think 200,000 people roaming. And I think the math is right.
10 million is the last count I heard.
10 million?
Yes.
See, I'm leaning towards that. I was never really good in math, so that I go with that one.
There are a lot of therapists
But you
here.
have seen a change quite a bit from the last time you came in to where it is today.
It's grown. It grows all the time.
The tech is just cool. Come on, man.
It's gadgety and gizmo-y. My boys would love being here. I have 17 and 18-year-old. They would love being here.
They'd be playing VR stuff. Virtual's like, okay, then I'm going around. And why wouldn't they?
Of course. It's cool stuff.
I'm getting sick, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, what the heck? Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
So give us a little background, Jesse, on who you are, where you come from outside of Wisconsin, and why you're such an incredible professional. And then we're going to dive into these evidence in motion.
Well, my name is Jessie Podolak. I am a physical therapist.
Podolak.
Mm-hmm. I live in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which is about 90 minutes east of Minneapolis.
Is it balmy there now, the weather?
It is below zero today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not fun.
But you're here.
But I'm here.
Yeah.
It's above zero.
Denver, baby, Denver.
It's balmy here compared to home. So I've been a physical therapist for 23 years now.
Started at age 5.
Yes. For sure. I practiced in a small little rural hospital for 6 years, the kind of jack of all trades, master of none, which is a great way to start as a therapist. You learn a lot. And then I went to a clinic, an outpatient clinic that specialized in back pain, spine care, really complex, tough patients. And so while I was there, I really had that reality check of, wow, I'm not as good at this as I thought I was.
No kidding.
Yeah. It was hard. It was hard, patient, very challenging patients who I knew were probably doing the best that they could, but no matter what I did, I could not seem to help them move the needle forward in their lives.
No kidding.
So, yeah. And this was about 10 years into my career, and so it was very discouraging. I thought, all right, I thought I was good at this, but maybe I'm not so good. Maybe I need to go be a sandwich artist. I actually wanted to go work at Subway for a while because I got really burned out.
There's a good sandwich place right around the corner.
I know. The Witch.
No. Oh, no. This is a local place. It's called Snarf's.
Oh, Snarf's. I'll check it out.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. It's good.
All right. Good.
Yeah. Like it's a local. I'm there.
It's good. I like me a good sandwich.
Sorry about that.
So anyway, I was very kind of discouraged at 10 years out. I thought I should really be better at this than I am. I had taken a lot of good continuing education and I was struggling with some of these patients.
But why? Because you're sitting there, you're educating yourself. Mm-hmm. You're saying, hey, I have a passion for these individuals.
Yeah.
I want to help them, and therefore I have to educate myself and get the latest and greatest thinking, whatever it might be.
Yeah. So the education that I was pursuing was excellent education too. It was very strongly biased though towards manual therapy, and I also did a lot of Pilates. So there was exercise and movement.
I do a Pilates course. You're saying
you
to yourself, Scott.
All right. Yeah. You go, Scott.
And it kicks my tail.
Yes.
It does.
So I had great movement paradigm.
Right.
I had great manual skills. But what I was missing is I didn't have a very good understanding. I didn't even know. You know how you don't know what you don't know?
Yeah.
I didn't know what was missing. But I know now what was missing is I didn't understand how pain works. Because pain is bigger than our mechanics. It's bigger than our movement. It's those things influence it, and they're very important. But pain is not just a joint somewhere that's not moving right, that you just, all you need to do is do the right mobilization and that'll fix it. Like, pain is a complex construct. It's very human. It's an experience. It's not a sensation.
Yeah.
It's an experience. And I didn't have a good understanding of pain. So I got quite frustrated and almost quit. Like, I almost just decided this is not maybe the best career for me, and was challenged by a colleague of mine to consider going back for my my doctorate, because I had a master's degree.
Are you a doctor now?
Yeah. Well,
I've come across a lot of doctors.
Yes. I went back in 2008. So I graduated PT school in 1998, went back in 2008 for my doctorate, so about 10 years out. And I was fortunate enough, I went to Regis University, which had very, very close ties to Evidence in Motion.
Right.
And Evidence in Motion, some of the faculty are very familiar, cross-pollinated into both of those programs. And so when I started at Regis, I had a professor by the name of Tim Flynn. And so many of those listening will know Tim's name. And Tim grew up much the same that I had been the first 10 years, in the same manual therapy paradigm. And he was my instructor for management of lumbopelvic disorders and also for cervical thoracic disorders. So he was my spine instructor. And he devoted a whole week in lumbopelvic to the biopsychosocial model of pain. And I had never heard that before. A lot of medical providers, if they went to school when I did, or even in the last, it's still not necessarily being taught across the board, but a lot of providers just have not heard of that. It's becoming much more mainstream. But this is back now in 2008, so 12, 13 years ago, Tim was teaching the biopsychosocial, devoting a full week of the course to it. And it was like, the lights went on when I heard about
this. But it's true. So first off, I got to digress here. If you need to get hurt, this is the place to get hurt. If you need to slip, trip, right here. You're on the path of healing real quick at this location, because people are just phenomenal and passionate about what they do. That's why. And you are passionate. So that's a segue also into Evidence in Motion. Why don't we just sort of back up a little bit about what that is?
Yeah.
Explain a little bit about it and then proceed forward.
So Evidence in Motion is a company that started as a group of clinician researchers who were doing the hard work of the research and wanted to put it into motion, like looking at what works, and that's what we should be teaching. And so they started putting together small seminars early 2000s, and they just grew and grew. And over the last, starting in 2015, I believe, 2016, they began bringing others on board with like-minded values that were committed to the evidence, that were teaching the right stuff, the good stuff, the needed stuff, and bringing that evidence into motion, into
action.
And making it so that folks who maybe went to school a long time ago and don't really have access, they don't have access to a school library anymore or whatever, how do we get this evidence, this new research that blew up in the last 20 years, how do we get this great info into the hands of therapists that are out there? And so it's a continuing
action. Evidence in Motion is an organization that is providing research to a certain, the clinicians.
Yeah, it's bringing research to life. It's bringing clinical application of, so that uses the research as the backbone,
right,
but says these are the techniques that when we study them, we know they work. This is what you need to pull into your clinical practice. So they make, I would say they bring the evidence to life. So Evidence in Motion, it's always edgy, like what's the next evidence? It's always kind of what's current, what's coming next, and just to keep us, keep our profession elevated to the degree that it should, so that we don't become irrelevant or outdated.
Yeah, but you come to an event like this, it's not going to die anytime soon, let's put it that way. Just in general, as a whole, you're looking at individuals that are just, once again, passionate about what they do and willing to do whatever is necessary to come up with solutions. And in your case, I understand pain.
Mm-hmm.
I've hurt my back, and it's not just the back that hurts. It's my mental.
It's the human.
It's
that
like,
hurts.
Doggone it, man, get away from me. That type of thing.
Yeah.
And you got to deal with that.
Yeah.
So
what you think about pain actually can impact how much pain you have.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Even if you, you know, even coming to a therapist who says, you're going to get better. I know you're going to get better. I know what's going on and I know how to treat you. You're going to get better. Versus, you know, if we don't have that confidence and we don't have the knowledge, yeah. it's really, you know.
Okay. So you brought up the point where you said, hey, I got real frustrated. I'm a great tactician and I know how to do this, but I still wasn't receiving or achieving the results that I had envisioned. Mm-hmm. So I'm frustrated. I go back and I get my doctorate. Fantastic. You engage with Tim Flynn, a legend. Now what?
So Tim, during this week of hybrid, one of the things EIM does very well is this hybrid learning. So you learn the didactic material online, you dialogue online, and then you come for weekend intensives and practice these techniques, which is so convenient. And so the blended learning model or hybrid learning is awesome. So during the week that we were talking about this biopsychosocial model, someone asked me, well, have you ever heard Adrian Lowe? Have you ever heard of Explain Pain? It sounds like this pain stuff is something you need. It sounds like it might float your boat. And I said, boat. I said, boat. Did you hear boat? The accent might float your boat.
I thought you said about.
About. About. About. So anyway, they said you would love this course. So I looked up this continuing education course right. called Explain Pain, and Adrian Lowe was teaching it in Minneapolis 3 weeks from then. And I swear the clouds parted and doves trickled down and oh, this is the class. And I went to that class. It was a 2-day class. It was at the Minnesota Physical Therapy Association Spring Conference. That changed how okay. I understood patients and how I approached them. And okay. that was the beginning of, that was 2008. And
okay,
that was,
let's role play.
All right.
Okay, I've got a back problem. You can fix the back problem. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back is everything. You can't you can't lay down. You can't. I broke a couple of ribs. I was in that. Anyway, and you can't get comfortable. Yeah. It's an absolute nightmare. You can't do anything. How would you approach me?
Well, I need to find
outside
out.
Outside of the fact that I'd come here, it hurts so bad.
So I would need to find out what happened.
Right.
When did it happen?
Okay.
How, you know, like.
So I give you the history. It's like,
yeah,
okay.
Give me a, take a good, thorough history.
Yeah.
And then I have to do a really solid exam. Like, I have to make sure, you know, is there any, do I have any concern that there's something more than a musculoskeletal problem
right, right.
at hand here? So, okay, you had an injury. How you're moving, it adds up to all of this. So it's the kind of the knowledge of clearing things, making sure always first do no harm.
Right.
So what are the proper screening techniques? What do I need to ask you? It's a different story. Like you have an injury and you come to me versus I just started having this back pain. I don't know why.
Right.
So like that careful history taking, it starts with that. And it starts with, and then the big thing is that we form a relationship, a therapeutic right. relationship. Some, you know.
But you were doing that before?
Well, I was doing that before. I was doing that before. Now, when I went back for my doctorate, I got a lot better at that. Because now I could look at, oh, wait, I know, I remember from management of lumbopelvic disorders that this test, and if these three things are positive, this is very likely, has a high likelihood ratio that this is what's going on. So you sharpen your clinical decision-making skills, you become a good clinician. But then it's also equally important for me to ask, now the longer, because it makes sense if you just fell
down. I'm still hurting. You haven't helped me out.
How long has this been going? It's been going on 6 months. Oh, okay. Well, Scott. So we know that that injuries heal, right? Like we know that
Absolutely.
That tissue heals. That's right. just what the body is designed to do. Why do you think after the 6 months, why do you think it might be that you're still having so much discomfort, but it's been 6 months? What do you think's going on in there? It's really important that I know what you think about your pain. So I have to start understanding and unpacking your thoughts and beliefs surrounding your pain.
See, that's the key. That's where it's different. There's the obvious, but now you're getting in my head.
Well,
in a positive way. It didn't
because,
mean to sound negative.
No, because I just need to know. Because I need to know, did you have an MRI back when this happened and they told you that you had a disc bulge? Because this was 6 months ago, right? And nobody probably ever told you that disc bulges heal. And you've got that worry about the disc bulge because you know somebody who had disc surgery and they were never the same after. Right?
Right.
So possibly that might be your story. But I need to know, what are your thoughts and your beliefs surrounding? Because if your thoughts and beliefs are, oh crud, oh crud, oh crud, oh crud, oh crud, it's going to take your nervous system. And the nervous system is really a key player in the pain experience.
Yes.
And it just, so I would say, if a problem you came up to me with was diabetes, we would end up talking about your pancreas and insulin and all the major players of diabetes. If the problem that you bring, that you come to me with, is pain, we're going to talk about your nervous system. And part of the nervous system is your brain.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
And what you think can set the tone of that nervous system. It can raise the vigilance a little bit. So now all the tissue that is innervated by the nervous system that lives right around this region, it can become vigilant.
Yeah.
And any little move or tweak or this, what you could have put up with easily a long time ago, alarm bells, they're going off. So I need to understand what your thoughts are, what you're thinking, what's your understanding, what did the MRI show? And you might need that information that discs do heal.
And then eventually I can start believing that I'm healing, or I've healed.
Yes, and that if we can calm down your alarm system. Because here's the deal, and I did not know this as a 10 years out therapist. We have, I know now, I teach this stuff now, but we know that 40% of people out there without pain, if we were to take a scan of them, we'd find a disc bulge. They don't hurt.
No way.
Yeah. So injured tissue doesn't have to hurt. Why doesn't theirs hurt? They have a bulge.
They're like me. I don't care. I got to keep going.
Well, it's sort of like injured tissue doesn't have to hurt. The body has lots of backup mechanisms and lots of room for imperfection. It doesn't have to be pristine. If the nervous system is content enough that it is not saying, Scott,
hey.
If it's calm, if it's serene, if it gets movement, if it gets oxygen because we do breathing, there's so many good things that we can do to make a healthy, robust nervous system. And that's what I was lacking, was this really sophisticated understanding of the nervous system. We do musculoskeletal so well, but not...
But I bet, and correct me if I'm wrong, we still have so much more to learn.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, this is like you're just...
We're just
scratching
the surface. Yeah, the surface, because we're learning. Like, we only just, since the early 2000s, have had the technology that can scan the brain and look at the brain on pain. And what is the brain? We see it light up like a Christmas tree.
That's true. That
like,
is
so
true.
So we see this neuroscience now. And so when people say, so you're saying this is all in my head, I'm saying this is in your nervous system, and your brain happens to be the hub of that. But this does not mean it's in your imagination. This does not mean it's some psychological thing. This means that your system is vigilant, and thoughts are nerve impulses too. So I need to know what you think, and we need to make sure that your understanding is accurate. And we need to understand, we just need you to know injured tissue doesn't have to hurt. Let's make you one of those 40%. Even if we scanned you today and it was still bulged, which, by the way, discs heal.
Yeah.
6 weeks afterwards, they're often healed 50%. 9 months afterwards, they're reabsorbed. The body finds a way. It wants to heal.
Oh, that's cool.
But nobody's going to scan you again because an MRI in the clinic costs how many thousands of dollars?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
it's more than $20.
In the beginning, we just scanned hurting people, and we assumed that these deviations from normal must be the reason for pain. In recent years, we've started scanning people who don't hurt, and we've been surprised. Ooh,
yeah.
there's still imperfections there in asymptomatic people. What does that mean?
And they hop off the bench and they're ready to go. Yeah. I'm all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a rock star.
So, I just love it. It's fun.
Yeah. But so tell me, what have you seen from just some sort of data when you start to apply this approach? What have you seen?
So this is the really cool stuff. This is pain neuroscience education. And it is, we learn, we can save money, we can improve quality of life, we can get people moving, we can get their fear down, their knowledge up, we can get people back in the game.
See, and that's so important. There are other studies associated with people who have cancer and so on, and it's all gets down to that mental component. And
that's a big part of it. But movement's still critical.
Oh, yeah.
Therapeutic alliance is critical. There's so much. It's complicated, but it's beautiful.
All right, you listeners out there, that is Jesse Podolak.
Podolak.
Dang it.
It's all right.
But I see it here, and I
know.
Podolak. I got it.
Thank you.
I sort of got it close.
It's fine.
That's Evidence in Motion. Are you active out there on any of the social platforms? Or yeah, no, you're not.
I'm kind of an old lady. I'm not crazy about that stuff. You can email me, jpodolik@eimpt. I answer all of my emails. I clean out my inbox every day. I do. J-P-O-D-O-L-A-K.
Here, let me take a picture of that because you're rare.
EIMPT.com.
Wow.
But that I can keep up with. The social media I can't keep up with.
Crazy.
My OCD.
All right. That's cool. You're a cool interview. You never thought that she was nervous, did you guys out there? Nope. Radio Cora, that's what we're talking about. We're broadcasting from Denver at this particular conference, and I'm going to just have to say it again. It is APTA, Combined Section Meeting, or CSM. You know, as a person that speaks, those are all difficult things to say. I just want to...
You're doing great.
Thank you very much. I was getting nervous.
Your enunciation is
I was
beautiful.
Getting nervous, and I thank you very much. I feel better about myself. I don't feel like I'm in pain now.
Words can heal. Healing words.
That's right. Hi, I'm here. We're Cora Radio. Words can heal. All right. She's a rock star. Reach out to her on email. And once again, Evidence in Motion. That is a website, I would imagine.
Evidence in Motion.
Go out there, look around, find out more. Mm-hmm. She's passionate about your pain management and success and all that good stuff. And we're going to have another great interview just right around the corner. So stay tuned. Yeah, it's Cora Rada. We're here, man. Radio Cora. That's what we're about. I keep on back to the back. It's one of those things. All right. Thank you.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.